Flood warning. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0100 hours. Showers. 41 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0200 hours. Showers. 39 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0400 hours. Showers. 37 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0500 hours. Showers. 37 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0600 hours. Showers. 37 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 39 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 39 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 0900 hours. Showers. 39 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
8RHK. KC8I. KC8I. 8RHK. K8KCI. K8KCI. 8RHK.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good morning. 1100 hours. Showers. 41 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Hello. Hello. Let's see if we can get. Hello. Hello.
Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF monitoring.
KC8YVF, KC8BOA.
Yeah, good morning again, Rick. I am down in the shop.
Working on some radios. I think it was Doc that gave me a box full of radios, so I pulled those in, and I'm down the basement cleaning those up, checking them out, and probably get them on the air here and see if they function.
Very good. We had a no-call on frequency earlier. I don't believe they brought the repeater up, but they were on the repeater frequency. It sounded like a young person, maybe a young boy, or it could have been a young girl. Voice sounded more female. So we just have to be aware of that. KCBLA.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep the radio on while I'm here at the house today. And listen for that. Yeah, we've had a few of those before. So hopefully we don't run into an issue, and we can, if there are, there, get them into a ham license.
Yep, if they're interested, they just need to work towards getting that license, and not that difficult. So hopefully they have the interest to become a ham and not operate illegal and get in trouble with the FCC.
Yep. Other thing I worked on, I think I said I bought another extruder that I wanted to change out the stainless steel to harden, so I did that. I haven't put it in the printer, but I have a hardened extruder and 0.4 or 0.4 hot end to go in it, so if I ever get into any abrasive type of things, I got the hot end and the extruder to do it. So right now I haven't got into any of that yet, just the normal stuff.
Okay, any, I understand any of the glow-in-the-dark filaments are abrasive, and as well as any of them that have any of the metallic flake in them and so forth is abrasive. So I've run some abrasives. I've had some grays and stuff like that that have the little, even some Galaxy Black that had a little bit of flake in it, so it's a little bit harder than the nozzles, wear them out a little quicker. KCBLA.
Yeah, I've looked at some of that for some projects and that, so like I said, if I do that, if you don't print a lot, generally they said your stainless will handle it for a little bit, but you're going to wear them out a lot quicker, so I figured I'd just have one on hand. I ordered a couple other parts and things, ball bearings and stuff that have for some kid projects I want to do for the kids. So I figured I would pick one of those up, and then when I did, they did a kind of multi-discount, so they knocked $10 off it. So that was good. I got a $10 discount off the extruder then, and that helped it out.
It adds up fast, so every little bit helps, that's for sure. All right, I'm going to get busy here, clean the bench off, and I've got a circuit board to work on for the grandson so he can get his 3D printer back up and running, and hopefully I'm able to repair that. I finally got the MOSFET in. Now I have to remove a few components so I can get to the MOSFET. Otherwise, I'm going to overheat some of these plastic connectors. KCYVF, KCVOA.
How does the signal sound, Rick? I am on Keith's old IC821 down here in the shop, the base station unit.
Couldn't ask for any better.
All right, different antenna, different coax, so everything's separate installation for this radio. I just put it here in the shack, so if I'm down here, I don't have to, or in the shop, I don't have to keep running back and forth over to the radio. So I'll put it on in here. Good. I'm glad it's sounding okay. I bumped it and went off frequency, so I look, I said, okay, where'd you go? And I looked, I'd hit the knob, so I just locked it in. I do have frequencies locked in, but and channels in this for some of the local stuff, but I hadn't, I had to look to try and see. I was simply to turn the dial back on frequency and lock it. So, all right. I'll let you go. I'm out there, and like I said, I'm just going to listen today while I'm down here working the shop. I got some stuff on the printer for the grandkids for Easter, and I got to do some laundry and some other thing while the wife's away here, so get a few projects done.
Very good, very good. I should send you the one I did with the little bunny rabbits. I resized them, made them a little smaller, made some bigger. Turned out pretty nice. That's in printables. You'll find that in printables. Can you see if you like?
Yeah, I've got quite a few things off on the printable site, too, both Bamboo Site, Maker World, plus Bat and Thingiverse, and a few others out there, wherever I can find the parts. I know a lot of ham radio stuff is often printables or thingables, so I get them from there. Although there are a few more coming up in Maker's World. I found several files for Mistastic stuff, so usually that they didn't have it on there, so they're getting a few more of those type of things up on that site.
That is good. I have not been in Maker's World. I have to get on there. Check it out. I've been on Tang's, and I'm sure you have too, because you printed that piece out for the ham clock, so yeah. All right, hey, busy, get this bench cleaned off and get working on this board. So I'm going to see the grandson at 5 o'clock, so I need to have it done by then. KCBOA.
All right, Rick, we'll talk to you later, KC8YVF.
Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
UC8YVF testing a Kenwood TF241A. KC8YVF clear. KC8YVF testing. KC8YVF 12345. KC8YVF clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC-YVF testing.
KC-YVF, KC-BOA. Sounds good.
Okay, working on an ICOM 2720. It's got a bad head cable, and unfortunately I don't have a connector. It's a 6-pin connector on the end that goes into the head unit, and I'm getting an awful lot of either fan noise, I think it's fan noise from the radio.
I am not hearing on this end. I'm hearing more noise off the repeater than I am off of that. Trying to get KCBOA.
Okay, like I said, it's, I think it's just from the radio. I'm hearing the internal fan is making a lot of noise, I don't know about the radio wise. I'm going to have to try and do something with this cable. Like I said, it's about the size of a regular telephone cable, the small one. It's not the RJ45s, it's a smaller one, but it is a 6-pin connection. So I got 4s and 8s, but not 6.
Yep, I know what you're talking about because I have a 2720 myself with the remote head. And that's what I had in Trailblazer. And that's what I had in the pickup truck before. I just moved it from one to the other. And I made the mistake cutting the cable, thinking it was just something I could make, but you can't. And also, generally, if you're remoting it, any distance, you have an RF choke on it as well, TCVA.
Yeah, this has an RF choke on it, on the cable itself, so I'm going to have to try and do something with this cable. This is something we can put up for sale. The other two radios tested out and worked. So that was a good thing. So this was my last one, and this is the only thing I see wrong with it is just the end of the cable that goes into the radio. So it seems to be working, though.
Okay, last time I bought a cable was 10 years ago. So it's an older radio. The new one's a 2730 out there. So yes, dual band, that is capable of cross band repeat as well.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees.
All right, we'll let the repeater clear itself. All right, Rick, I'm going to see what I can find for this one as well. The other one, two radios, even an older one had manual online, so they are available for it. So that's a good thing. I imagine one will be for this one too. So thanks, Rick, KJYVF.
KCYVF, if not, I have one available PDF format, KCVA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
Good afternoon, Dave, TCVOA.
Hello there, Mr. Rick, KCVOA, WADW. I was just testing my echo link here on the off the fusion.
Very good. Very good. Coming through good.
Yeah, I went over there and looked at the log and to see how many people have been on it. Quite a few people, but nothing, all of them in the area. Midland, Terry over in Milwaukee's been on there a few times, so just checking to see because of the problem they're having with the same repeater one. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't having the same type of problem with the fusion Echolink and everything looked good.
Very good. Very good. Very good. I'm just about ready to try to remove a chip off the board, so I heard Ron in here just a couple minutes ago. He's been testing radios all afternoon.
Oh yeah, I think Doc getting some radios. He's probably getting them ready for maybe take to for the swap. That's probably what he's doing. And I had a inquiry from Doc about a antenna tuner. I think he was talking about the one, so I sent him an email on that and what we would as a club what we would take for it if he's if he wants to buy it. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, hopefully there's a few more people in the club, get some interest there, and not so much stuff needs to go up to Cadillac.
Yeah, I've been actually thinking if that Maritron tuner doesn't go, I was thinking about buying it and selling my Palstar, because Palstar's a lot of money sitting on the desk and it's not getting used very much, so maybe I should get something a little less, that costs a little less to put over there on the desk, and that's probably still would work as well. I had the Maritron, I hooked it up yesterday and put the antenna analyzer on it to see how it would tune, and it tuned my dipole very, very, very well, except for 17 meters, and I don't have anything that will, the antenna I got will not tune out of 17 meters with anything that I've got, so the Maritron seems to be pretty decent. The only thing is not automatic, but that's, if you don't use it very much, the automatic doesn't really matter.
Yep, it doesn't. If you're only using it occasional use, that's fine, and it's a good heavy-duty unit, it should last a long time. So, that's a good deal. It's all they can kind of offset some of the costs of that new truck.
Yeah, really, I'll make money on it, because when I bought that Palstar on an auction, and it was a Yaesu radio along with it, and I sold the Yaesu radio at Cadillac yesterday or last year for the about the same amount I paid for the whole package. So that Palstar sitting there, and I'm looking on. I looked at QRZ. That Palstar is going for around $1,000 on QRZ. So I can get some more money and buy something else. Right?
There you go. There's always something else we'd like to have. So, I guess that's part of the goals in life.
Yeah, I guess it's got to the point where I really don't need anything more than what I have. So, that's what it's got to. I think I got everything that I need. I actually got too many. I got too many HF rigs, Rick. I got the K3 and the 2001 table, and I got the 7610 on another, and then I got a Yaesu set in a box someplace else. So I got another Elecraft KX2 set in someplace else, and then really, really think about it, I got the Drake Twins set back there too. I'd like to take the Drake Twins up to Cadillac, put on the table too, but I haven't quite decided to do that one yet.
Well, you got a little time to think about it, so that's something you can mull over for a little bit. You've got a little time there. WDW, KCBOA.
Yeah, a little bit of time. They're basically just taking up shelf space right now. I'd like to get them out. Actually, I was thinking about getting them out for the one of the contests here a couple of weeks ago. Old time radio contest or something was going on, but I don't have any room to put it. That's a bad thing. My Radio Shack is full as I want it to be. Okay, we'll let you go. I got to get back to what I'm doing here. So, but looks like the Echo Link on the Fusion is working good. I'm gonna go over and check out my 220 stuff too. That's one of my. That was another one on my project for today, so we'll see if that's still working. I haven't used it since last year, so we'll catch you later on. KCVOA, WADW.
Okay, maybe have a wonderful afternoon, and good luck. KCVOA.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Flood warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Flood warning. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.